It is wheat drilling season and we're faced with some challenges with our drilling conditions. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the multi-county agronomist with K-State Research and Extension for Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties. So as we're discussing wheat drilling, there's a couple of things that we need to think about. They include dry soil conditions and warm soils. With the dry soils comes the question that we seem to ask all too often. Do we dust in the wheat or do we try to get it to moisture? Dusting in the wheat means that we're waiting for Mother Nature to do her thing and provide us with some moisture to get the wheat germinated and get it emerged. With trying to drill down to moisture, we may end up drilling the wheat fairly deep and quite a bit of soil may fall back over the row. If you do this, it's important to pay attention to the coleoptile length of the wheat variety that you're planting. The coleoptile is that protective structure that pushes through the soil and allows the true leaves to get above the soil surface. So listen up here for the coleoptile lengths for varieties. I also have them posted on our K-State Sunflower District website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. The varieties with the medium short coleoptile are WB Grainfield and WB 4458. The coleoptile length for Grainfield and 4458 is approximately 2.5 inches. There are several varieties that are rated as a medium length coleoptile. They include AP503CL2, Canmark, LCS Chrome, T158, TAM114, and Cedar. These varieties have a coleoptile length that ranges somewhere between 2.5 and 3.25 inches long. Varieties with a medium long coleoptile are Avery, Bird, LCS Mint, Oakley CL, SY Monument, TAM112, and the ever-popular Winter Hawk. These varieties have a coleoptile length that's approximately 3.25 inches in length. Now, the longest coleoptile is longer than 3.25 inches long. The varieties that fall into this category are Brawl CL Plus, Denali, and TAM111. Now, please note that these are approximate lengths for the coleoptiles. Growing conditions can change the length of this coleoptile, and that brings us to the next complicating factor in our drilling conditions. Our soils have been quite warm up to this point. Though yesterday was on the chilly side, the soil temperature was still fairly warm, and the forecast is calling for a couple of days of warmer temperatures this week. The warm soils can shorten the coleoptile length. That'll make it more difficult for the coleoptile to get above the soil surface, and this can result in wheat trying to leaf out under the soil. So let's recap. By dusting the wheat in, you're planning to wait for rain. If you're drilling it to get to moisture, make sure you check the coleoptile length of the variety that you're planting. And if our soils continue to stay warm, the coleoptile length may be shortened. If you'd like to see the chart for the coleoptile lengths for the varieties, check them out on our website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can also find out what I'm seeing in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. If you have any questions, you can get a hold of me at the Extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, and Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.